This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we head back into the Psalter, the Book of Psalms, the second book, beginning with Psalms 42 to 44. Why are you cast down? I will go to the altar of God. You are my King, O God, but you have rejected and sheep to be slaughtered. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Thank you.
Our righteous deeds are like a polluted reading from Acts chapter 28. When they had appointed a day for him, they came to him at his lodging in greater numbers. From morning till evening he expounded to them, testifying to the kingdom of God and trying to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. And some were convinced by what he said, but others disbelieved. And disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement. The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, go to this people and say, you will indeed hear but never understand, and you will indeed see but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed. Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen. He lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely.
This is the day by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How long, O Lord? How long? St. Paul is in Rome, preaching and teaching from Moses and the prophets about Jesus. Preaching to the dispersed people of Israel. And some believed, and some disbelieved. And as these disbelievers departed from him, St. Paul quotes Isaiah the prophet concerning them, "You will indeed hear, but never understand. You will indeed see, but never perceive. This people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are barely open, and their eyes, they have closed. Lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and turn. And I would heal them." These are hard and condemning words for a hard-hearted people. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Maybe the Gentiles will listen. Well, let's not turn our back or give up on these Israelites. After all, some did believe. And consider the context of these words that Paul quotes from the prophet Isaiah. These words are found in that great chapter 6 of Isaiah, you know, that famous chapter of Isaiah's calling and sending? And these words that Paul uses are preceded by even more famous words from Isaiah. Here am I, send me. So these words we have just heard, they're Isaiah's call description. Eyes and ears that are closed, hard hearts, dull brains, that's the people I'm sending you to. Wow. Probably should have asked to read the call documents first. And then it's the words that follow this that Paul does not use, but certainly the people he's speaking to know. The words that come after this are, how long, O Lord? How long? Isaiah the prophet knows the covenantal promise. Isaiah knows the faithfulness of his Lord God. Isaiah knows the love of God that he has for his chosen people. And he knows that closed eyes and ears and hardened hearts and calcified brains are not the end of the story. How long, O Lord? My friends, that's a cry of faith. Isaiah knows that this isn't the final word. This is not the final. This is not the end of it. He knows that the Lord is merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. And so he's not a bit surprised when he hears the next words from the Lord. The holy seed is its stump. The holy seed. The holy seed from Genesis 15 that crushes Satan's head, conquering sin and death. The holy seed that springs forth from the stump of Jesse, the righteous branch, the new David. The holy seed who is Christ our Lord. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. The Advent language of Isaiah is powerful, and it speaks of hope, deliverance, and salvation, and so the people wait. And the prophets wait. And then it comes to pass. A babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. The incarnate Son of God, destined for a cross to fulfill the covenantal promise. St. Paul preaches this truth to those people that day. And some believe, and some disbelieve. Turns out that hard hearts and closed eyes and ears are present in every generation. But some believed. We believe. We believe and we await the second advent that is promised to us by our Lord and our Savior and proclaimed by St. Paul. And we've heard preached from pulpits generation after generation. How long, O Lord? How long? Who knows? Nobody knows. We don't know. But along with the prophet Isaiah, and the Apostle Paul. We do know the covenantal promise. We do know of the faithfulness of our Lord and our God, and we do know the love that is ours in Christ Jesus from God the Father. We know His love for His redeemed and restored people, and we know the wait will soon be over. And the clouds will part, and Christ will return in glory as He has promised and take us to everlasting life. People, we know that. We know. And so in this blessed Adventide, we cry out with voices of trust and faith. We cry out with open eyes, opened ears. We cry out with hearts softened by the precious gospel. And we cry out, how long, O Lord? How long? Come, Lord Jesus. In His name.
Amen. Amen.
In our prayers, we give thanks with Gunstein and Helene Inver at the birth of their son, Benjamin.
O Lord, hear my prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, giver of all blessings, we praise you for this gift of a new life. Protect Benjamin and shield him from anything harmful in body or soul. Give joy to the parents as they bring this child for reception into your kingdom through the water of holy baptism, and grant this child your continued blessing through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, as you kept Mary and Joseph in safety during their journey to the city of David, so guide and protect all who will travel in the coming days. Prosper the gatherings of family and friends, and comfort with your presence those who will celebrate alone, that we may all rejoice in the glad tidings of the great joy that a Savior is born. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.